Astronomer David Renicky helps make sense of our universe with Spaced Out.
Yep, no surprises. We are going to be talking about the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing. David joins me on the drive-thru. G'day, David. How are you?
Yeah, good, Peg. I'm glad it's over. I've got 20 interviews in 1 week and a lot on that subject, but I'm all mooned out, but I'm happy, Pete.
Well, I was going to say, you must have been absolutely flat out over the last week or so. Everyone's been talking about it. Just quickly before we get into the anniversary, where were you? Do you remember where you were when the Apollo 11 landed on the moon?
Oh, my word, I do. I was 22. I was sitting in front of an old black and white TV set. Peter, I tell you honestly, I sat there for 2 days, watched it. I ate there, I slept there. I couldn't get enough of it. I didn't realise at the time, like most people, and possibly you included, that I was actually watching history being made here. It was a great event, you know, we all took part in that. And isn't it interesting to reflect back on this, that 60% of the population alive today, Pete, weren't around when that happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I remember it well. I was in primary school in Pinjarra, grade 7. My teacher, Les Loring.
The teachers bring TV sets.
Yeah, yeah, a little tiny black and white TV, and we all crowded around and watched what we thought was amazing. But yeah, as you say, we had no idea what the impact of it meant landing on the moon back then.
And the good part about it, you know, that we did that here in Australia. We were an integral part of that, and without, you know, Honeysuckle Creek in Canberra, and of course Parkes Radio Telescope, the world would not have seen this great event. But I don't think there would be one thing in history or one event in history that I can think of, and I've tried, that galvanised the entire world like this did.
Because it was so universal, as it were, because we were so heavily involved, what about other countries around the world? Are they as passionate about it as we are? Because we did play an integral part.
Oh, the whole world watched this. Yeah. Even the Russians were monitoring the signals coming back. They weren't doing anything with them. And Jodrell Bank Radio Telescope in Britain also was picking them up as well. Look, the entire world just stopped still. I don't know if I've told you this before, but it's worth remembering again that in that two-hour, three-hour period that they were on the moon there, do you know what? There was hardly any major crime around the world.
Yeah, wow.
Even the Krens are watching the moon landing.
Now, what's the controversy? And I've heard it from time to time. You might have even mentioned before about what Neil Armstrong said when he did set foot on the moon. It's not exactly according to the script that they had for him to say, was it?
No, he did say later on that he did have a man. He wrote that down. He was given about 3 months' worth of advance warning, but notice. They gave him free rein to write whatever he wanted to. He was sitting at the kitchen table, and the only person on earth that knew about this before he went was his older brother, and they sat there, and they're very close. And he said, "Read that and tell me what you think." And his brother said, "I like it." He said, "That's what I'm going to talk about on the moon." When you look at that bit of paper that still exists, it's got a man on it. He just didn't put the A in. And I don't think it's a big deal anyway.
No.
But it's just one of those little perfies that turn up from time to time. And it adds a little bit of human touch to it, doesn't it?
Look, it does. It does. An extraordinary event means something different to all of us. Our involvement with it was quite extraordinary. Just quick question before we wrap it up, David. We don't have a lot of time, as you know, each fortnight on the drive-through. But why have we never gone back? And why have other countries not gone there?
There's no need to. The race had been won. It wasn't a scientific venture. It was political chest beating. They were beaten. The Americans won the war. Well, won the race. But there was nothing there to go back to. We left feeling that there was nothing worthwhile going back to. We didn't realise, we know now, that there's a lot of water there on the moon. And that can form the basis of a colony, which we're talking about doing. Mm. That's where the Indians are going. That's where the Chinese are. There's a commodity called helium-3 on the moon, Pete, that we can mine, that can give us energy here equal to nuclear power. There's a lot of reasons to go back, but basically, in a nutshell, to answer your question, it was ho-hum, so what, been there, done that.
Sure, yeah, okay. Here it is, the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, extraordinary. David, thank you so much for your company. We'll catch you again in a fortnight.
Yeah, thanks, Peter.